This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I read a powerful story this week by a palliative care specialist in the middle of Missouri. His name is Clay. He said, well, I'm just going to read his story to you. I am a cancer doctor and palliative care specialist. This is intriguing. Most of my patients die within days to a few weeks or a few months of meeting them. Imagine how depressing that would be on the surface. Most of my patients die within days to a few weeks or a few months after I meet them. But I believe I was put on this earth by God to do this work, and I find satisfaction in helping people who many feel cannot be helped. What I have learned in my life and my work is that the most important tool that a healthcare provider has is their spirit. And the best way to apply that tool is in the context of a caring relationship. He goes on to explain, as a doctor, I show care to these people who've got days, weeks, maybe months to live. And in the process, he said, of being a blessing to them, they bless me. In the process of trying to infuse something of life into their lives, they bless him. God always blesses the blessers, and most people don't get that. God blesses the blessers. When you're a blessing to other people, God blesses you. When you enrich the life of another person, God will do that in your life. A couple of lines out of Clay's talk here. I believe that connections between people, more so than connections between people and things, are a reflection of the connection between us and the Lord God Almighty. Whatever we leave here when we are gone, the biggest imprint is the positive influence we've had on others. And he says this, the connection between people is a stunning and awesome power. It's where God lives and where God breathes. This is what I believe in the most, that God works in terms of those interpersonal relationships with him and his patients. God's at work in that. What would happen if you really believed that God was at work in your relationship with your family? You have a conversation with their son or daughter. God, help me today. I'm going to talk to my son. I'm going to talk to my daughter. Lord, help me as I encourage my husband. I encourage my wife. Lord, help me as I minister to people around me at work. Would it make any difference? I think it would if you recognize the importance of relationship because, again, second only to your relationship to the Lord, God the Father through the Son, your relationship to other people. Today, Paul says, like as a mother, a nursing mother, we loved you so much that we not only told you the gospel, we shared our lives with you. That's a model for somebody today to keep it real. Share your life with the people that God has brought into your life. Let me say that again. Share your life with the people God has brought into your life. Next week, we're really going to speak to fathers in a powerful way. Three things that Paul says, this is what a father does. He didn't mean it as a lecture to fathers. This wasn't a seminar he was doing for fathers. He's just talking out of the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's a word from the Lord is what it is to fathers next week. God's interested in your relationships because he's interested in you. God is interested in your relationships because he cares about you and he cares about the people you have relationships with him. Decide today that your relationships with people matter to you because they matter to God. They matter to you because they matter to God, because everything about you matters to the Lord, including your relationship with other people he has created, other people he loves, other people that his son died for, just like his son died for you and for me. Let's pray together.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, we're going to talk about the second part of this passage where the Apostle Paul compares himself to an earthly father in his relationship with the people at Thessalonica. Powerful stuff that you'll hear next week on Cross Hope on XM Sirius 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.